Before the world was created, there was the dream time. Before the universe was created, and the stars and the planets and the world and the people in it, there was the dream time. Hello and welcome to this podcast. This is Venus Soberanis, and I like to talk about dreams. It's my favorite thing in the whole world. Traditional cultures like First Nations and Australian Aborigines always talk about the Dreamtime, and they have creation stories like this one about the Dreamtime being before, even before the people and before the world. And sometimes they do things in the Dreamtime, and they come up in the reality. These cultures believe that the Dreamtime is a real place of learning and experience. Somehow we in this Western culture had forgotten about the Dreamtime, and we forgot about dreaming. So welcome to Art and Dreaming, my first ever podcast webinar. My name is Venus Soberanis, and I've always been a dreamer. That is nothing unusual. Children are dreamers. All children are dreamers, and they all believe that dreaming is a real experience. Children wake up, to have these amazing experiences, they want to share them, and somehow they get dismissed. They always get dismissed when they try to tell adults, oh, I had this dream and I was doing these amazing things. And people say, oh, it was just a dream. Like, the experience wasn't real. It wasn't as important as this other world. And it happens to all of us. We start forgetting how to go to this fantastic place of learning and fantastic place of experience that is the Dreamtime. Recently, I was in Mexico, and I have one of my cousins has three kids, and I was bonding with a little girl. She's 4 years old, and I asked her, what do you dream? And her eyes were wide, and she was so happy, and she told me she has these amazing dreams where she's swimming underwater, and she can breathe underwater, and she's like a fish, but not really a fish, and sometimes she can shapeshift. And I told her, her name is Leslie, and I said, Leslie, this is amazing. What amazing dream. What else do you dream? And we spent like a good half an hour with her telling me her dreams. And then she got a little sad and she told me, but then I tried to tell people. I tell my mom and I tell my brother, and they all tell me, oh, you're dreaming. It's just a dream. And I felt really sad. This is what happens to all of us. All of us start believing, oh, I guess it's not as important. It's not a place of learning. It's not a real experience. So we start forgetting. And we start becoming more and more separated from our own dreams. I paint my dreams. This is a painting that I made with a dream that I had. And I was telling these kids, my cousin's kids, about my dream. And I showed them this painting, and they were totally intrigued. They were eating it up. I think dreams have the potential to be transpersonal experiences. And transpersonal is a term used to define experiences that go beyond the sense of self. We have in the waking world this sense of self, this sense that we are who we believe we are, and we keep on going in our life, believing we're this one person, but in dreams we can be whatever we want. Like this little girl that sometimes becomes a fish or becomes a dolphin. And I have those experiences. I always have. I always have. When I was a kid, I used to dream with my little brother. My little brother and I would have shared dreaming until I was maybe about 7. We would wake up and we would talk about what we were dreaming. And my mom would be like, what are you guys talking about? And we'd be laughing and sharing the dreaming. But none of the adults around us ever told us, what did you dream? Or that the dreaming was a real experience. So most of us forget. Somehow I dodged the bullet and I didn't forget. And my brother kind of forgot. He dreams sometimes, and he's a very rational person. So he believes his dreams to be these portals, and he makes paintings now. He's getting more in touch with his dreamings. With his dreams, and it's very interesting because otherwise he's a very rational, very straight scientist person. So when I was little, I I had very interesting, very convoluted dreams, and I would always wake up thinking, was that real? Was that a dream? I had a dream one time that we had this accident, and then later on, maybe later on that very month, we had the accident, and my mom remembers, I was maybe 4 years old or five, my mom remembers me saying, oh, I had this dream. I knew this was going to happen. And of course, she was really puzzled. Later on in life, I met all the until I was in art school, that I got a hold of other people who were also dreamers, and they use their art and their dreams were very much informing each other. They would dream and make art, and then make art and then dream. And this was a very interesting and very influential experience, because before this happened, and I was already like a young adult when this happened, I haven't ever met someone that had this experiences that I had in my dream time. So I had no context for my experience. I would have these lucid dreams where I knew that I was dreaming and I could fly and I could control my behavior. I could not control the dream as much as I cannot control this waking world. But I knew that I was dreaming, and I would do this amazing feats of flight and feats of consciousness. I would love to go and fly outside the earth just to see the earth from outside the planet. And that was very beautiful. And I would wake up thinking, do other people dream like that? Do other people have these amazing experiences? And when I was applying for art school, I happened to tell a fellow painter about my dreaming. And then he said, wow, you should read this book by Carlos Castaneda called The Art of Dreaming. And ends up, he himself wasn't a dreamer, but he wanted to be. And that's the first time that I had any context for my experience. And I learned that they were other dreamers, and they had lucid dreams, and they could use their dreaming to inform their art experience and their understanding of the world. So I started, my first book was The Art of Dreaming by Carlos Castaneda. And that's a very interesting book. I think a lot of it might be fiction, but it doesn't matter. I think that the explanation about the experience is not as important as the experience itself. And I will repeat that, because that's part of my philosophy. The explanation of things is not as important as the experience itself. So I do not explain what the dream is or why it happens or how it happens. And I really don't want to get in the waking world into any kind of explanation, because the experience is just so real that whatever the experience is so real that whatever explanation I come up with is going to fall short. It's like trying to explain the ocean, like why while standing in the ocean is just a moment of awe that I rather save for myself, for my eyes, for my experience. So yes, this fellow painter gave me the first clue that other people were also dreamers. So I started trying to read everything I could about dreaming and realize, wow, this is a real experience. Other people have it. It's very beautiful. It's really amazing. And I'm going to make art. This is a piece of art that I made from a dream. I dream of animals, and I started dreaming of West Coast animals when I moved to the West Coast. So this is a crow. This dream that I had with a crow, and this was one of the dreams that the little kids of my cousin, the three little children, I was dreaming. And it was a lucid dream. I knew it was a dream. And I could see all the crows downtown. Downtown, I live in Vancouver in Canada. And there's a lot of crows. So I was dreaming, and I was walking down the street, and it was dawn, and I could see the crows. And suddenly one crow started flying above my head and going round and round, and he took velocity and pierce me through the solar plexus. And I woke up in a lot of pain. I woke up just like unable to breathe, and my solar plexus somehow had been pierced. And at the time, I was going through a very sad and difficult time, having broken up with this partner of mine. And I think the pain translated into physical pain, because I had this pierced in the solar plexus after this dream for about 8 months. And it all started in that dream. The kids were so intrigued, and they understood. They understood that in dreams, something could happen that would affect the rest of the waking world. And they were a little bit puzzled with that. And they were saying, why didn't you put the crow in a little jail or in a cage? Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Just totally aware that that dreams are just as real. It was a very, very nice moment with them.